and we are here in Oregon for the primary tomorrow, or I guess I should say the end of the primary tomorrow. All the voting here is done by mail, so a lot of Oregonians have already voted, and if they have until 8 p.m. tomorrow to get those ballots to a ballot box. Voters in Kentucky also weighing in on the Democratic side tomorrow, and in a few minutes, we're going to hear about some of the interesting politics going on there.
But first, Jeremy, we want to go to Washington. Today, the Supreme Court, which, remember, has lacked one of its most conservative members since the death in February of Justice Antonin Scalia, released a decision this morning that unanimously punts a controversial case involving Obamacare and birth control back to the lower courts. Now, the Obama administration had crafted a compromise for religious institutions such as Catholic hospitals and universities. They'd still have to provide contraceptives for women in their health plans, but they wouldn't have to pay for those contraceptives. Well, the groups still objected. That's the case that went to the court. Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent, has taken a look at all of this. Ron, what do you make of what the court did today, punting it back?
Robin, as you say, the court decided, in a sense, not to decide. They decided that they would push these issues back down to the next level of federal courts. That's the appellate court level. And six of the appellate courts have already handled cases about this mandate. Five of them upheld the mandate. One did not. That provided a split, so that gave the court jurisdiction. The court took the case. And in November, when they had a full complement of nine justices, they heard the arguments, and it sounded very much as though the late Antonin Scalia, then at the time still on the bench, was saying the sorts of things you would expect him to say and the sort of thing that would point toward overturning this mandate and telling these institutions that they did not only not need to pay for these contraceptives, but that they did not even have to file the two-page form notifying the federal government that they wouldn't pay for them so that the federal government could pay for them.
Well, what are you saying then? Are you saying that it might have been a 5-4 court, and so if it was going to be 4-4, they just decided to send it back? Or, you know, what does it mean that they sent it back?
That is certainly a popular interpretation. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are going to say without Scalia, it was 4-4. But when they had first asked for arguments here, back actually in March after they had a conference on this after the death of Scalia, they asked the parties, that is the petitioners and the federal government, to provide further briefs on this argument and to perhaps look again for some sort of compromise, because we are all the way down now to a two-page form. Will you file this two-page form? And the petitioners say no. Even that burdens our religious conscience. Mm-hmm. So can they figure out some other way for the federal government to know officially that this employer is not providing that kind of insurance for these employees so that the federal government can do it? If they can, it appears both sides would be satisfied with such a compromise, and the lower courts are going to referee that on all six of those circuits and see if they can come up with something. But don't be surprised if you see this issue come back up to the Supreme Court again next year.
Yeah. And by the way, for people saying, wait a second, didn't we go through this? We did 2 years ago, but it was with for-profit companies. This was the Hobby Lobby case. And in that case, the court with Justice Scalia decided the Obama administration could not impose Obamacare contraception coverage requirements on the owners of for-profit companies. So what happens now? Well, this is bouncing around in the lower courts again. What does it mean for women who might want contraceptives through their insurer in a religious company?
As many people read this three-page opinion that came from the court today, and again, as you said, it was unanimous, it seems to indicate that there's no reason the government can't go ahead and provide the contraceptive coverage under Obamacare, and there is no reason why the petitioners, that is the religious institutions, should be fined or have any kind of a penalty for not having complied with the two-page form. So everybody, in a sense, is being told to go back to square one and just go ahead and do what you were planning to do, and let's see if there needs to be a legal conflict of such importance that it needs to go to court.
Yeah. Meantime, just in a minute, in the minute we have, you mentioned it might come back to the Supreme Court. What is the latest on the chance of a court with somebody replacing Scalia? The nomination of Merrick Garland, President Obama's choice. Are all the answers involving phrases like when something freezes over?
Yes, I'm afraid so. The situation is that the Republicans still will not have a hearing. They will still not have a vote on that nomination. They say that they want to wait for the result of the election first. If the result of the election goes against them, they may very well reconsider in the lame duck period and see if they would like to accept Merrick Garland or wait to see whom the next Democratic president would appoint.
Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.